Blog Talk Radio.
It sounds pretty good.
That was his response. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the mighty Yah. Yah is righteous and Yah is holy, and let Yahweh be magnified. It is a great honor and a great blessing to be able to give praises to the Most High in the little sanctuary that Yah has set for his people. My name is Morey Obadiah Yisrael of the House of Yisrael, located at 2330 Kemper Lane. And we give all honor, all glory, and all praises to the Holy One of Israel, whose name alone is Yahweh. Now, who is Yah? Well, Yah is the creator of the heavens and earth and sea and all that in them is. Yah is the savior and the redeemer of not just Israel, but of the entire world. And Yahweh is our judge, Yahweh is our lawgiver, and Yahweh is our king, and he alone will save us. So we give all honor, all glory, and all praises to the Holy One of Israel. And this evening, we will have an interesting discussion because there are many responsibilities in the nation of Israel. And there's many doors that Yahweh have created to make sure that his praises go forth. And Our commission may not always be the same. Our ways and what Yahweh has risen us up for may not be the same. But one thing that will be the same, and one thing that we all may have in common, and one thing that we do have in common, is that we have one common goal, and that's the praises of Yah. And that's what Yahweh has promoted his servants for. That's what Yahweh has created his servants for. This is why Yahweh has said we are to witness, and this is what we are to witness to. But what is the ministry of Yah? Well, the ministry of Yah is simply the servitude that Yahweh has for his servants to witness to him, to glorify him, to magnify him. And what Yahweh has done is created many doors that his servants can enter into to get his praise. And it's not just one door. There is no big eyes. There are no little U's. Your servitude, your ministry to Yahweh is your ministry to Yahweh. And what Yahweh has ordained, that's what Yahweh has ordained for his servants. And no man can take that away. No man can take that light away. The only one that can take that light away and remove that light, besides Yah himself, is us as individuals. If we choose to murmur, if we choose to bicker, if we choose to complain, then we will not magnify the Most High as he has raised us up to do. And Yahweh raised us up to witness to him, to his laws, statutes, judgments, and commandments, to his testimonies. Yahweh didn't raise us up to witness to our own works. Yahweh didn't raise us up to testify to our own works. Yahweh raised us up to magnify and praise and glorify him and him alone. And this is what Yahweh rose up his servants for. If you turn with me to the book of Isaiah, the 43rd chapter. And let me say shalom to all of our people that are listening via the internet, whether it be Facebook, Blog Talk, or YouTube. For we know that the only reason you are tuned in is because of your fear and your love towards the Holy One of Israel, whose name alone is Yahweh our Elohim. And in the book of Isaiah, the 43rd chapter, I'm going to begin to read at the 9th verse. In Isaiah 43:9, it reads, "Let all the nations be gathered together, and let the people be assembled. Who amongst them can declare this and show us former things? Let them bring forth their witnesses, that they may be justified, or let them hear and say, it is true." This is what Yahweh has risen up his servants to do. And there's many ministries of which we can do this. It's not just being the Moreh. It's not just being the Kohen. But undoubtedly, there's many doors that Yahweh has for his praise, for his service to give our honor, glory, and worship to. But this is one ministry. This is what Yahweh wants all of his servants to bring forth all the nations to bear witness to this. In verse 10, "Ye are my witnesses, saith Yah, that you may know and believe me, and understand that I am he. Before me there was no Elohim formed, neither shall there be after me. I, even I, am Yahweh, and besides me there is no Savior. I have declared and have saved, and have showed when there was no strange God amongst you. Therefore ye are my witnesses, saith Yahweh, that I am Elohim." So Yahweh has risen up his servants to proclaim to the world, not just in a small corner, not just in a little group, but proclaim to all the nations that Yahweh is the only Elohim. Now, this is the commission of myself. This is the commission of all the servants of Yahweh to witness to this. That's why Yahweh wants us knowledgeable. That's why Yahweh wants us wise. That's why Yahweh wants us to have understanding. He wants these spirits to precede us, so that we can witness for the Most High properly. But what are our people witnessing to today? Well, today our people will witness to that we have to vote. Well, when did Yahweh say that we had to vote? When did Yahweh say that we had to put our trust in another man to witness for him? These are not the words of the Most High. This is done by the imagination of our hearts. This is done by the fictitious stories that was given by man, by the false doctrine given by man. But if we know, believe, and understand that what Yahweh has given us, then we know, believe, and understand that there is none besides him. None whatsoever. There is no JC. There is no Uncle Al. There is no Haile Selassie. There is no Trump. There is no Biden. There is no Harris. There is no Pence. There's no one that's beside the Most High. So if you're waiting for salvation to come, if you're waiting for peace, if you want justice, if you want true judgment, then don't enter into the doors of politics. Enter into the ministry of your Elohim. Turn with me to the book of Jeremiah, the 23rd chapter. Because the world may be under the impression that we serve some type of mystical God, some type of fictitious book. Men came together and made up these testimonies, and now men living by it. And they say, well, how can you believe in a God that you've never seen? But our people are voting and marching, and they haven't seen no results from this. They still beating you down in the streets. They still pillaging your communities. And then they'll tell you, well, you have to go out and you have to vote. You have to be active in your community. You have to fill out the census so that people can know where you are, so that they can delegate, and issue out money. You don't think that these nations know where you are? They know where you are. They know that you're in the slums. They know that you're at the bottom. They know that you're the last hire and the first fire. They know that you're the tail and not the head. They know that they're the nation that has been risen up to rule over you with oppression. And that's not by Democrat, that's not by Republican, but that's only by one way, and that's Yah's way. And what Yah has proclaimed, what Yah has spoken, is for us to witness to him. And in the book of Jeremiah, the 23rd chapter, I will begin to read at the 28th verse. Jeremiah 23 and verse 28, it reads, the prophets that have a dream, let them tell that dream. And he that have my word, let him speak my word faithfully. What is the chaff to the wheat, saith Yah? Is not my word like as a fire, saith Yahweh, and like a hammer that breaketh the rock in pieces. And then it says, therefore, behold, I am against the prophets, saith Yahweh, that steal my words, every one from his neighbor. And this is what Yahweh is against. This is what Yahweh is in opposition to. Yahweh is saying that this is a complete and utter abomination. Yahweh hasn't risen up his servants to witness for man. Yahweh hasn't risen up his servants to witness to ourselves. Yahweh hasn't risen up his servants to witness for the money that's in your pocket, or for the car that you drive, or for the house that you live in, or for the jewelry that you have. Yahweh has risen you up to witness for him. Yahweh said, look, him that have my word, let him speak it faithfully. So why is it when we witness it for Yah, we want to close the book? Why is it when we witness for Yah, we don't want to bring forth the testimonies? Why is it when we witness it for Yah, we don't want to utter what Yahweh has put in the lips of his servants? We want to close our mouths. We want to go off in the corners. But when it comes to proclaiming the works of the heathens, then we want to stand front line. This is why Yahweh said his people have gone all the way backwards. And Yahweh said, look, the prophets that prophesy, Yahweh said he against them. They use his words. They'll tell you that, man, this is divine order for you to go out and vote. Man, this is a divine order for you to get this money. Man, you better forget that Sabbath day and go get that money. You got children to feed. You got a family to provide for. But Yahweh is the possessor of all. Everything that we have, Yahweh has given to us. Now, you may think because you work at Duke Energy that Duke Energy gave it to you. Or you may think because you work for the city of Cincinnati that they gave it to you. But Yahweh is the possessor of all. And what Yahweh wants and what Yahweh commands is his praise. And Yahweh wants us to witness for him. This is the ministry of Yahweh. But let's continue to read this Jeremiah, the 23rd chapter. In verse 32, it says, "Behold, I am against them that prophesy false dreams, saith Yahweh, and do tell them, and cause my people to err by their lies and by their likeness. Yet I sent them not, nor commanded them. Therefore they shall not profit this people at all, saith Yahweh." And this is why you're going to vote November 3rd, and you're going to see that the harvest is past, the summer is ended, and you're still not saved. This is why you're going to see the hurt of your people, and you're going to be astonished at it, because you're not witnessing for Yah. See, it's plenty of work in Yahweh's house that we can put in. It's plenty of work that we can put in for Yahweh and magnify his law and make it honorable, bring it to the forefront, and let the world know that there's only one Elohim and that besides him there is none else. There's plenty of ministries that you can do in Yahweh's house and show forth Yah's praises. Because what Yahweh has risen us up, politics, government, money, trinkets, none of these things can compare to what Yahweh has intended for his people. This is what Yahweh intends for his people. If you turn with me to the book of Psalms, the 82nd division. In the book of Psalms, the 82nd division, I'm going to read the sixth verse. Psalms 82 and 60 reads, "I have said, ye are Elohims, and all of you are children of the Most High. But Yahweh said, but you shall die like men and fall like one of the princes." But then Yahweh says this, "You done fail like one of the princes. But this is what I want you to do. This is why I brought you down. This is the reason why I let you fall, because you forgot to magnify me. But I'm going to tell you to awake yourselves. Shake the dust from off of you and do this in verse 8. Arise, O Elohim, and judge the earth, for you shall inherit all nations." Now, do you think Yahweh talking to himself in this verse? No, because Yahweh already owns and possesses. He already possesses all. No, Yahweh is talking to his servants. Yahweh is talking to his witnesses. Yahweh is commanding us to witness for him, because what Yahweh is doing is he's commissioning us to arise and let every one of the nations know that Yahweh is the only Elohim. This is the ministry of Yahweh. This is what Yahweh has commissioned us for. And Yahweh may have you enter into it in a variation of ways. Understand this. Turn with me to the book of Psalms, the 75th division. And in Psalms, the 75th division, and the sixth verse, it reads, "For promotion, it comes neither from the east, nor from the west, nor from the south. But Elohim is the judge. He putteth down one and setteth one up." So if you want to know why we have fallen as a nation, then look no further than the Elohim that you're supposed to be serving. Because surely Yahweh will sit you down. But Yahweh also can rise you up. And promotion don't come from man. Promotion doesn't come from your job. Promotion comes from Yahweh. And I know this and can testify this to this personally, that when you witness for Yah, And when you do the work of Yah and you put in work for Yah, Yahweh will promote you. Now, when you get this promotion, just know that all promotions from Yahweh is to be celebrated. All promotions of Yahweh is to be magnifying your Elohim. So don't get upset because you used to open the door and you got promoted to, or you used to clean the bathrooms, but now you promoted to opening the doors. That's a promotion in Yahweh's sanctuary. Or now you've been promoted from opening the doors to now you're reading. That's a promotion from Yahweh. Don't get caught up in what man has taught us and what these heathens have taught us. That if you're not a boss, you're not nothing. No, every position is important in Yahweh's house. From the person that sweeps the floor, to the servant that opens the door, to the servant that gets in front of Yahweh's people and witnesses to his word, to the songs that are sung to the Most High. All positions are important in Yahweh's house. And Yahweh's done this for his glory. Now, what some has risen up and done is they've risen up to witness for themselves. And they treat this like this is some type of job of Babylon. No, this is a commission. When you enter into this, when Yahweh wakes you up, from the moment he wakes you up, you have a responsibility. And your responsibility is to reach for the stars. So even if you don't make it, you fall and land on the moon. Always reach to your highest potential. Always reach to the highest height. And step back and see the salvation of Yahweh. But if you don't trust in Yah, you don't believe in Yah, and you think that your position is supposed to be more than what you assume it to be, then you'll never see what Yahweh is doing. You'll never appreciate the ministry of your servitude towards the Most High. Turn with me to the book of Daniel, the 11th chapter. In the book of Daniel, the 11th chapter, I'm going to read the 32nd and 33rd verses. And look at what the promotion of, in Proverbs, it says that shame shall be the promotion of fools. Well, look at the promotion that a fool will get, because there's only two promotions in Yahweh's house. That's the promotion of the wise, and that's the promotion of fools. Now, if you promoted to be a fool, then Yah help your soul. Because look at what it says in Daniel, the 11th chapter, and the 32nd verse. It says, and such as do wickedly against the covenant shall he corrupt by flatteries. And that's what they do every day. They violate the covenant of Yahweh every single day. They add to the word of Yahweh every single day. They take away from the word of Yahweh every single day. And then they give you a bunch of flatteries. They'll tell you, man, I'm not trying to speak against the book. I'm just I'm not trying to add to his word. I'm just That all they have is a bunch of flatteries. And they try to get you in by flatteries. They try to pull you in by these smooth words that they speak it. Try to take your soul from the Most High to bring it unto themselves, because misery always gonna love company. And this is how it's been. And this is how it is now. They speak great words against the Most High. So when you're trying to get unified with that brother or sister that's speaking against the word of Yah, speaking against the Sabbath day, speaking against his covenants, speaking against his anointed servants, speaking against the children of Israel, and trying to bait you and bring you unto them, recognize what type of spirit is upon them. Because Yahweh said this, as such as do wickedly against the covenant, shall he corrupt by flatteries. But the people that do know their Elohim shall be strong and shall do exploits. You're going to do great works. You're going to witness mightily unto the Most High. And in verse 33, It says, and they that understand amongst the people shall instruct many. Yet they shall fall by the sword and by the flame and by captivity, by spoil, many days. So those that understand, they're going to be able to instruct many. And that's what everybody want to do. They want to stand up and be instructed. But in order to lead, you got to learn how to follow. But look at what position that you may be placed in. Yeah, you want to instruct many, but Yahweh said they going to fall. They still going to be tested. They still going to have to go through the fiery furnace. They're still going to have to go through the lion's den. They're still going to have to walk in the midst of a nation that hates them, that despises them. So don't think that a promotion is going to all be sunflower seeds and confetti beads. No. It's a great responsibility that comes with handling the ministry of Yahweh. And if you're not spiritually strong, you're not going to pass. If you're not willing to stand the witness for the Most High, you're not going to pass. And all you're going to get is a promotion, but you'll get the promotion of fools. Yahweh is looking for the elect. Yahweh is looking for the strong. Yahweh is looking for the humble. Yahweh is looking for us to be humble. You can't enter into Yahweh's sanctuary thinking you deserve anything. I didn't deserve a speck off of the floor of Yahweh's sanctuary. But Yahweh kept promoting me. And he got me in the position that he has me in now because Yahweh wants me to do something. Just like he wants you to do something. Just like he wants all of his witnesses to do something. He wants us to witness and be a ministry. Look at how serious Yahweh is. Turn with me to the book of Exodus. I got to show you this. And give me 1 second. Because this is what Yahweh wants us to be. This is what Yahweh has risen us up to be. Yes, in the book of Exodus, the 19th chapter. In the book of Exodus, the 19th chapter, I'm going to start reading at the 4th verse. Exodus 19 and 4 reads, "You have seen what I did unto the Egyptians, and how I bare you, O eagle's wings, and brought you unto myself. Now therefore, if you will obey my voice indeed, and keep my covenant, that you shall be a peculiar treasure unto me above all people, for all the earth is mine. And then it says, you shall be a kingdom of priests unto me, a holy nation. These are the words which you shall speak unto the children of Israel." So Yahweh raised up the whole nation to be promoted. Yahweh raised up the whole nation to be a ministry. Yahweh said, if you keep my covenant, because of promotion, that's what a promotion is. It's a covenant. If you continue to do this and excel, then you'll get a promotion. But if you start to decline and do less, then you'll get demoted. It's a covenant. It's a contract. You put in work in Yahweh's house. You praise Yahweh with all your heart, soul, and might. Then Yahweh will give you a promotion. But if you start acting stagnant and start acting like Yahweh owe you this, then you'll get a demotion. And this is what Yahweh said to the whole nation of Israel. Yahweh said, if you will keep his covenant, you shall be a peculiar treasure unto him above all people. Because Yahweh had to let you know, all the earth is mine. So I can do this with anybody. I can make this covenant with any people. But I'm making it with you. And this is how much I care for you. This is how much I love you. I will make you a kingdom of priests a holy nation, separated from all the kingdoms on the face of the earth. This is the ministry of Yahweh. This is what Yahweh has intended for his people. Turn with me to the book of Proverbs, the 16th chapter. And to give a quick testimony, the house of Israel here at 2330, to show you how this is indeed a ministry of Yahweh. When we first started out at the house of Israel, we were in libraries, public libraries, going from library to library every Sabbath day. Some libraries was real nice, and a lot of them was real humbling. It was like you had to be there for Yahweh. And we kept doing it, and we kept doing it. And then it grew to we was in a brother's house, Morey Isha, in his old home. The sanctuary was moved there. And we did that for a while. And then it got to the point to where it wasn't suffice enough. Yahweh put in the inspiration inside of his servants that it was time for a promotion. And they looked, and they looked, and then we landed on 1907 Vine Street, where we were able to be there for 6 years, praising the Most High, issuing out the ministry of feeding the poor, issuing out the ministry of the of songs being sung to the Most High. Great works got done there. And when we was there, Yah had blessed us to be a blessing to not only to that building, but to the entire community, because we were all doing the works of Yahweh. And now look, Yahweh said, look, because you were dedicated to my works, because you were dedicated to my servitude, I'm going to give you another promotion. And now we're here at 2330 Kemper Lane. And not only do we have a sanctuary, but we have an essential needs store. It's a restaurant where you can come and get physical food, good, clean physical food, and good, clean spiritual food. And you can get the things essential needs. With all this sickness and all this pestilence that's in the earth today, man, you can't go to your doctor and combat this, because all they're going to do is give you something to weaken your body. But you come to the service of Yah, they're going to give you something to strengthen your body. Because all the things that's sold in the essential shop, the food that's given, is inspired by the law of Yahweh, by the word of Yahweh. There's many ministries in Yahweh's house. It's more than just teaching. Now we got HOY Cincy Radio, where not only you can hear the praises of Yah through service witnessing for Yah, but you get to hear good songs early in the morning. You can get your day started off right by hearing the praises of Yah. And you can end your day by hearing the praises of Yah. Oh, yes, Yahweh has blessed us abundantly. Yahweh said in the book of Malachi that if we pay our tithes and make offerings, that he will open up the windows of heaven and pour upon us a blessing that we wouldn't even be able to contain, and we can't even contain it. Just when we fall down over one blessing, Yahweh give us another one. Just when we fall down over one revelation, Yahweh sends another one. And the floodgates are open to the point to where you can't just do this once a day, once a week, twice a week. No, something has to be happening in Yahweh's sanctuary every single day. Because this is the ministry of Yah. And like I said earlier, there's no big eyes, there's no little U's. We invite all our family to come out and praise Yah, serve Yah, witness for Yah. be a testimony to Yah. This isn't about us. This is about Yahweh. Because if it had not been for Yahweh, we wouldn't have none of the amenities that we have today. This is what Yahweh is doing for his servants. This is what Yahweh is having us witness to. In the book of Proverbs, the 16th division. And the 10th verse. Proverbs 16 and 10. It says, a divine sentence is in the lips of the king. His mouth transgressed not in judgment. That's how you know that these men that are set up today are not of Yahweh. They're not witnessing for Yah. They're not trying to be a testimony to Yah. All they're trying to be are testimonies and witnesses to themselves. Because they're transgressing with their mouth every single day. But when you got service to Yah, you get a divine sentence. So I see why our people think that, oh, they arrogant, they haughty, they trying to get it in for themselves. They do this and do that and see this and see that. Man, what we issuing is a divine sentence of Yahweh. What do you think is supposed to be coming out the mouth of Yahweh's servants? Our own words? The meditations of our own hearts? Our own thoughts? No, we got to be about the business of Yahweh. Because it says in the book of Proverbs, it says, seest thou a man diligent in his business, he shall stand before kings. He shall not stand before mean men. So when you witness in for Yah, you stand before the creme de la creme. You stand before the highest. That's how we knew Moray Elisha was a prophet of the Most High. Not because he proclaimed it, not because he said it, but because who he stood for and what he stood by and who he stood in front of. That's why he wasn't waiting to walk on the street and just pick on somebody and just beat up on anybody. No, he said, I want your head. I want who taught you. Because not only do I want you to see that there's none besides Yahweh, I want your leader to see that there's none besides Yahweh. So you got to be trained in this ministry. You got to be willing to walk in this ministry. Not just talk. Because there's many that say, praise Yah. Hallelujah. But when it comes time to put in that work for the Most High, then all of a sudden, man, all y'all divisive. You don't stand for unity. Why this, that, and the third? Well, don't you know Yahweh said that if we confirm his testimonies, that he will make us a kingdom of priests, a holy nation. And when you separate it, that don't just mean from all the other nations, but that's going to be from, because all the, it's not this. Yah didn't say that there's no wicked man in the nation of Israel. And they're going to separate themselves because you standing and defending on something that's holy. You doing the ministry of the great works of the mighty Elohim. You aspire to be king. People come up with all these sayings and anecdotes. Man, we used to be kings and queens. Do you know the responsibility of a king? Turn with me to the book of Deuteronomy, the 17th chapter. In the book of Deuteronomy, the 17th chapter, and we're going to read about the responsibilities of a king, and we're going to see if a king just sat on the throne all day being fed grapes. We're going to see. In Deuteronomy, the 17th chapter, I'm going to start reading at the 15th verse. And this is the commandment of Yahweh. It says, thou shalt in any wise set him a king over you, whom Yahweh your Elohim shall choose. So first, get out your head that you elect kings. Get out of your heart that you the one that's going to rise one up. That promotion come by you. No, promotion come by Yahweh. Even if you think it's coming by you, you nothing but a vehicle, a tool, a vessel that Yahweh's using. But promotion comes by Yahweh. You may think you rise up a king over you, but it says the king whom Yahweh sets up. And look at the responsibility that he has. It says, thou mayest not set a stranger over you, which is not your brother, but he shall not multiply horses to himself, nor cause the people to return to Egypt. Now, what are they doing today in this so-called election? They try to get you to not only return to Egypt, but stay in Egypt. Be comfortable with being a slave. Be comfortable with being downtrodden. Be comfortable with being oppressed. But whatever you do, don't aspire to be free. Don't aspire to be independent. Don't aspire to be a servant of Yah. No, aspire to be a servant of Babylon. And this is what the king is not supposed to do. It says, for as much as Yahweh have said unto you, you shall henceforth return no more that way. Neither shall he multiply wives to himself, that his heart turn not away. And look at Trump. That's all he do. Now, he won't come out and even have the honor to even call these women wives. Today, they call them side chicks. And that's all they got, a bunch of side chicks. Masquerading. All that is a masquerade. But what Yahweh is saying, look, this is not the commission of a king. It says, neither shall he multiply horses. For as much as Yahweh has said unto you, you shall henceforth return no more that way. Neither shall you multiply wives to himself, that his heart turn not away. Neither shall he greatly multiply to himself silver and gold, which is what's being done. Man make a whole toilet out of gold because he want to show you how rich he is, how wealthy he is. Meanwhile, it's people that suffering. And it says, and it shall be, when he sitteth upon the throne of his kingdom. Now we're about to see what he's doing. He's sitting upon his throne, the kingdom. And he's sitting upon his throne, the kingdom, to finesse and pimp out women. Is he sitting upon his throne, the kingdom, to count riches? Is he sitting upon his kingdom to eat grapes, drink wine, and be drunk, and just have a crown on his head? Or is his commission something different? It says, and it shall be, when he sits upon the throne of his kingdom, that he shall write him a copy of this law in a book out of that which is before the priests, the Levites. And it shall be with him, and he shall read therein all the days of his life, that he may learn to fear Yahweh, his Elohim, to keep all the words of this law and these statutes, that his heart be not lifted up above his brethren, and that he turn not aside from the commandments to the right hand or to the left, to the end that he may prolong his days in his kingdom, he and his children in the midst of Israel. Well, this don't look like a king just sitting on this tailbone and having the people work for him. No, he write a copy of this law. He read it day and night for the sole purpose that his heart be not lifted up above his brothers, his sisters, Yahweh's people. Why? Because even if you a king, you a messenger. And the message that you have to deliver, that's a ministry. And this is how you know when Yahweh will set something up, set someone up for the glory of his people or for the demise of his people. Because this is what has to take place. Because this is the ministry of Yahweh. Now, many people will say, well, being the prophet, you're not a prophet, because all the prophet does is predict the future. All the prophet does is do magic tricks. Whatever you think that the prophet does, Yahweh done gave the commission totally different from what the prophet is commissioned to do. Look at what a prophet is commissioned to do in the book of Deuteronomy, the 18th chapter. And you see why Deuteronomy 17 speak about what a king is commissioned to do. Deuteronomy 18 is commissioned for what the messenger of Yah is supposed to do, because they're both messengers. This is the ministry of Yah. This is servitude that's going to be done for the nation of Israel in the sanctuaries of Yahweh. So these things have to be made straight. In the book of Deuteronomy, the 18th chapter, and the 15th verse, it says, Yahweh thy Elohim will raise up against unto you a prophet from the midst of you, of your brethren. Do you see a pattern? You see how the king come from your brethren? How a messenger of Yahweh, a prophet, comes from your brethren? Yahweh didn't say he's going to raise up any strange nation that's going to bring to you salvation. Think about that while you're waiting on November 3rd. It says, like unto me, and unto him shall you hearken. And it says, according to all that thou desire of Yahweh your Elohim in Horeb, in the day of the assembly, saying, let me not hear the voice of Yahweh my Elohim, neither let me see this great fire anymore, that I die not. Now, this is what the people came to Moses and said. When they seen the mountain smoking, the earth was trembling, they seen all this smoke, and they heard this great thunder, they said, oh, no, no, no. We don't want to hear the voice of Yahweh no more. We tell you what, Yahweh sent a representative. Yahweh sent the messenger. And whatever he tells the messenger to tell us to do, we will do. Well, now today you will act like that never take place. Not everybody talking to Yahweh. They talking to Yahweh like he a game show host or something. People pull away from the sanctuary of Yahweh and say, well, Yahweh teaching me. Yahweh showing me. Well, if Yahweh is showing you, then how could you not be doing work in the sanctuary? How can you not be trying to bless his people? This is not the ministry that Yahweh set up. Yahweh is setting forth the criteria of his messenger. Yahweh is setting up the standard of his messenger right here. And we're going to see what the criteria is. In verse 17, it says, and Yahweh said unto me, they have well spoken that which they have spoken. I will raise them up a prophet from amongst their brethren, like unto you, and will put my words in his mouth, and he shall speak unto them all that I shall command him. And it shall come to pass that whosoever will not hearken unto my words, which he shall speak in my name, I will require it of him. So we need to be careful. When a servant comes up and say he coming in the name of Yahweh, we need to be careful about how dismissive we are of it. Because he could very well be coming in the name of Yahweh with the message from Yah. But because we haven't been taught it, or we haven't been shown it, or it's not coming from the mouth of one of our favorite people, we just dismiss it as if Yahweh is not working in the world and the earth today. No, this is a ministry. It says in verse 20, but the prophet which shall presume to speak a word in my name, which I have not commanded him to speak, or that shall speak in the name of other gods, even that prophet shall die. So that means if someone comes and say, man, Yahweh told me that we got to serve Yehoshua. Serve him in what? No, we got to serve him with the Most High. Don't even pay no attention to that. Because no servant of Yahweh going to get you going. And let that 20th verse sink into you. No servant of Yahweh is that set up from Yahweh is going to take you away from Yahweh. They're trying to bring you closer to the Most High, not take you away. Because this is a ministry of Yahweh. Turn with me to the book of Proverbs, 24th division. It's raining outside right now here in Cincinnati, Ohio, because Yahweh is putting in work. He's making sure that his people get fed. He's making sure that his people get provided for. This rain is so essential that Yahweh said that if the nations don't come up for the Feast of Tabernacles to hear the law of Yahweh, they won't get no rain. Well, today our people say, man, I hate when it rains. Well, you hate to eat. You hate to have your body nourished. See, it's many ministries. You know how to plant a garden. You're doing the work of Yah. You know how to till the ground. You're doing the work of Yahweh. There's many doors that Yahweh has created for a service to enter into, for Yahweh to get his praises. In the book of the Proverbs, the 24th division, and the 6th verse, it says, for by wise counsel you shall make your war, and in the multitude of counsel there is safety. So Yahweh is letting it be known that you want to attend unto wise counsel, because this is a ministry. You want to seek wise counsel. You want to be a warrior. Well, you got to hearken unto wise counsel. You can't be foolish and say, well, because I work out, because I know how to fight, because I can shoot a gun, because I know how to use a knife, I'm just going to go out there and start slaughtering. You don't know who Yahweh done sent you to. You don't know who Yahweh done sent up against you. And the bottom line is, it don't matter how trained you are, if Yahweh not with you, then no one's with you. Not the guns, not the knives, not your fights, nothing. That's why Yahweh said, don't let the mighty man glory in his might. Don't let the wise man glory in his wisdom. This is what Yahweh said. Because Yahweh knows in his house there are many ministries. And Yahweh wants his servant wise. Yahweh said he wants his servants bright. Yahweh said that he wants us to witness for him. We come into this knowledge and we think that we woke up because we was bright, we intelligent. No, we woke up because Yahweh shown us the way on how to wake up. And we want to be increased. If you increase in wisdom and you increase in knowledge and you increase in understanding, then you got a promotion in Yahweh's house. Now all you have to see is, in what way do Yahweh want me to utilize this in his ministry? This is what Yahweh wants. Turn with me to the book of Deuteronomy, the 20th chapter. In the book of Deuteronomy, the 20th chapter, I will begin to read at the 5th verse, and it reads, and the officers shall speak unto the people, saying, what man is there that have built him a new house and have not dedicated it? See, we're speaking about officers. Now, when we think about officers of today, we're not thinking about officers like this. We think about officers that got badges, that got guns, that shoot you down and be like, well, you got to prove that it was racist. You got to prove that they shot you because you was black. Well, I can prove to you through the word of Yahweh that you were an oppressor. And that Yahweh said that my oppressor will rule over me. And he won't show favor to the young or to the old. That's what I can show you. But when you're dealing with the ministry of Yah, an officer is a judge. And this is what they said. It says that the officer shall speak unto the people, saying, what man is there that hath built a new house and have not dedicated it, let him go and return to his house, lest he die in the battle and another man dedicate it. And what man is it, is he that planted a vineyard and have not yet eaten of it, let him also go and return unto his house, lest he die in the battle and another man eat of it. And what man is there that have betrothed a wife and have not taken her, let him go and return unto his house, lest he die in the battle and another man take her. And the officer shall speak further unto the people, and they shall say, what man is there that is fearful and faint-hearted? Let him go and return unto his house, lest his brethren's heart faint as well as his heart. And it shall be, when the officers have made an end of speaking unto the people, that they shall make captives of the armies to lead the people. Because this is a ministry. And all they're trying to do is preserve life. And there's many ways to go about it. Look, man, you just built a home. Man, go home and enjoy your home. You just betrothed a wife. Man, go home and enjoy your wife. Man, you just planted a vineyard. Man, go home and eat from your vineyard. Oh, man, you faint-hearted. You're not going to really stand up when it's time to fight for y'all. So go home, because you don't want to make your other brothers faint-hearted. They trying to preserve life. Because when you enter into the ministry of Yahweh, Yahweh shows you how to be upright. As Morey Ishai was teaching on yesterday, he shows you how to be upright. So when you are an officer, that's an honorable position in Yahweh's house. When you are a counselor, that's an honorable position in Yahweh's house. When you are a psalmist, that's an honorable position in Yahweh's house. If you are a seamstress and put together clothing, that's an honorable position in Yahweh's house. You know how to plant a vineyard. That's an honorable position in Yahweh's house. And if you eat Yah's word and made it a part of you, and you stand before the people and witness for Yah, and you a more or a minister, that's an honorable position in Yahweh's house. Because what Yahweh has risen us up to do is to witness for him. Yahweh has risen us up to witness that besides him, there is none else. And there's many avenues and ways that we can do this. And Yahweh is showing us every day a new way that we can show forth our praises unto him. Turn with me to the book of 1 Chronicles, the 9th chapter. In the book of 1 Chronicles, the 9th chapter, I'm going to read the 32nd and 33rd verse. It says, and other of their brethren, of the sons of the Kohathites, were over the showbread to prepare it every Shabbat. And these are the singers, chiefs of the fathers of the Levites, who remaining in the chambers were free, for they were employed in that work day and night. They were employed because this is a ministry of Yahweh to sing the songs that Yah's gates sing, that Yah's blessings sing every Sabbath to the Most High. This is a ministry. I've witnessed people say, I come to class. I don't come to class really to hear no lessons. I come to hear singing. Because if that's how a person is reached, they may not hear a lesson. They may not hear a moray. They may be introduced to Yahweh from a song. This is a ministry. This is a servitude. This is the dedication that a servant of Yahweh is supposed to dedicate themselves to dedicate their works to the Most High, to dedicate their servitude to the Most High, to sit and say that I know, believe, and understand that Yahweh is Elohim. Before him, there was no Elohim form. Neither shall there be after him. I am Yahweh, and besides Yahweh, there is no Savior. That's what the servants witness to. That's what we witness to. That's the songs that we sing. That's the essential products that's right down in Yah's sanctuary that's being sold. That's in the food that's served. That's in the garments. All of this is witnessing to the Most High that besides Yahweh, there is none else. You can go and get you something to eat, but you're not going to eat like you would from Yahweh's servant. You can go and listen to other music, but you're not going to hear it like you would hear it from Yahweh's servant. You can go get you some other clothes, but you're not going to get garments like Yahweh's servants are inspired to wear, to make. You can go and plant you a garden and put all type of pesticides and poisons in it, but you're not going to get the nourishment as Yahweh's servants would show, because Yahweh's servants have been risen up to confirm every word of the Most High, because every word of Elohim is pure. He is a shield unto them that put their trust in him. Add thou not unto his words, lest he reprove thee, and thou be found a liar. And we have to confirm the words of Yahweh every day, because this is the ministry of Yahweh. So don't go out in the world and put on an I voted sticker. Go and get you a shirt that say praise Yahweh and start putting in work and get this promotion to be welcomed in to the ministry of Yah. So until tomorrow, Yahweh loves you, and so do we at the house of Israel. Shalom.
Exactly in the hallway in this room right here. Every room up here is freaking. Thank you.